My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And so a few things going on right now. One is Scoobal trade talk, which is, it is what it is. We're not, we've talked about it a lot the last couple of days. It kind of got rekindled a little bit in our conversation with John Morosi. If you missed it, we'll replay it today at 1:30 for you here on 97 on a ticket, but really insightful. And I came away with the idea that, yeah, Baltimore might make a Godfather offer. And as he put it, and I love the way he put it, make it an easy, hard decision. That it's if trading a commodity like Scoobal is so difficult, but if an organization somewhere makes it easy, that's a game changer. 248-539-9797. Also, we got talking about the best swimming holes in the state of Michigan. Mayor of Paris jumped in the river to show there was no E. coli and that the Olympics would go on just fine. I was just out west. My family went to a swimming hole. I unfortunately missed out on it, but that's okay. what's the best swimming hole in the state of Michigan? Back to your open line calls. We go to Adam in Gibraltar. You're next here on 97.1. What's up, Adam?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good. Thank you.
I don't know if I'd trade Scoobal just for the fact that I don't think Scott Harris has the balls to do it when he's a relatively new GM, and that's relatively your best player on your team.
Let me stop you. You said you're not going to do it. You wouldn't do it, or you don't think Scott Harris will do it?
I don't know if I would do it. I mean, if you're going to get a haul, you have to get Mayo, Holiday, and their top three prospects back for Scoobal.
Probably.
Only way you do it. But I don't think Scott Harris has the balls to do it because he's a new GM. But here's my thing. If he wants to leave a stamp on this, trade Scoobal if they give you that haul, and then you're going to leave your mark on this team. But here's the thing. If this goes south and they don't turn out to be the players that you expect them to be, like a Torkelson situation, you're going to be in rebuild for the next 5 to 10 years, in my eyes, because you're relying on Jackson Jobe now to get to the major league level and be what Scoobal was, or half of what he was.
If it doesn't work out, you're probably out of a job. Like, you're putting your career on the line with this one move.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, would I love that haul? Absolutely. But I just don't think Scott Harris has the balls to do it.
Okay, why do you keep saying that?
I just don't, with the organization, the way it's been the last 8 years, I just don't know if they're gonna make a big move. I mean, I'd want them to, but because it's exciting, you know, it's trade talks like this where you can get top three prospects from a team, but you also got to play ball with Orioles. I mean, it's not just one-sided; they got to agree on it too.
Okay, thanks. 248-539-9797. Mike's in Southfield, and he's next on 97.1. Hi, Mike.
Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Okay,
love the show.
Thank you.
So I wanted to call in because I heard two of your callers bring up Lake Monroe. So I am a first responder firefighter down in that area.
Yeah.
And I generally don't call in for things like this, but I'm going to tell you that lake is very much marked off, very dangerous, very fenced off. we get kids who drowned in that lake every single year, and we beg people not to swim in that. It is extremely dangerous, and experienced divers and swimmers have gotten into trouble every single year, and I am talking from experience on responding to those calls.
Well, first of all, thank you for calling. Our idea when we came up with it, we should talk about the best swimming holes in Michigan, was not hop a fence, go to this quarry and you know, trespass. But the first two calls came were about this place, and you say, don't do it.
Yeah, I am a firefighter in that area, and we get drowning calls every single year. Our dive team for the Sheriff's Department uses it as a training dive site. But beyond that, it is very much fenced off, and there are warning signs everywhere. Do not swim in that. It is not a spot to go. If you want to go swimming, plenty of very beautiful spots in Monroe down at the Metro Park, so around Lake Erie to go, but not that quarry. It is very dangerous, very unswimmable.
Mike, thank you for calling. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome, guys. Yes.
No, that's important message to get out. I mean, like the first three calls were all sounding sketchy.
Doug, I've got a great place for you to swim. it's right across the street from me. You just got to wait for them to go to sleep. And then also bring dog treats for the Rottweiler. But yeah, it's pretty good at night, though.
Yeah, right.
But you got to make sure they go to sleep first. Or even leave, it'd be better.
We got this from a listener, Scott. Some of these quarries sound great. It's a long walk, nowhere to park, unsafe, had a blast, great for young people who make ill-advised decisions. Right? 248-539-9797. Thank you for calling and letting us know. Stay out of Lake Monroe. Grant is next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Grant.
Hey, I got a place that's a lot better than Lake Monroe. Yeah. It is a quarry, though. It's right off of the Dixie Highway exit on 75. There's like a park, and it's got two like Vietnam helicopters in it. And then you just got to park over there. You got to walk a little bit past some like trees and weeds and stuff, and then you find the quarry. It's a little bit smaller than the Lake Monroe one. The only other issue is there's like a train track there. But when we were kids swimming there, the trains that they passed by, they never like reported us or anything. The water's super clean. That's kind of, I think, why people swim in the quarries is because Lake Erie is like really dirty and mucky, and the quarries are just like crystal clear. So, yeah.
I thought we were going to get like rivers and inland lakes, and we're getting all these trespassers.
Dude, you said swimming holes.
I did say swimming hole.
That opens it up, man.
I was thinking more of the natural sort of beauty of our state, not abandoned quarries where, hey, most of the trains don't report you. This is taking a weird turn.
Yeah, if you got to, like, you know, find the hole in the fence to get to this place, probably not a good idea.
VanoFun69 on Twitch. Are there any dead bodies near this swimming hole?
I mean, ticket tags are coming. Doug, you asked for swimming holes. We have something called lakes. You're going to get people killed out here.
Yeah, no kidding. Red Wing 2244. Blaming Scott Harris for what Avila did is like blaming Brad Holmes for what Bob Quinn did. It makes no sense. It is really weird how many people don't want to make a trade because Avila had bad purges. Look, I'm just looking for rivers and lakes. I don't know how else to say it. Let's go to Jerry in Flat Rock here on 97.1. Hi, Jerry.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
Well, I think this is more on the lines when I was in high school. We used to go down to, it was Heath Beach. It's a private beach. It was owned by some, like, a biker's one. We used to go down there. But it was really, really, it was fun. Crazy, crazy stuff out there.
Where is it?
Cone Road off of 23. I don't know if it's still open, like, to the public or anything.
I never went there, but I heard growing up in Ann Arbor, I remember hearing of Heath Beach.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Radio stations and stuff used to go out there. They used to have, like, bungee jumping. There was some contest, wet T-shirt contest that kind of got a little wild. All kinds of fun stuff. Volleyball courts and everything out there, but that worked. But you could do just about whatever you wanted because, like, the sheriffs would come through, but they never really mess with you. I mean, people were smoking, you know, obviously doing all kinds of things.
I feel like you asked for what's the best place to dump a body. Is that what this topic's turned into?
What's great about it is the cops don't enforce anything.
Yeah, right? I mean, you pay the local sheriff off, he turns the other way.
It's all good.
And, you know.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Wait, that's not a buoy, that's a syringe.
Phil is in Woodhaven and on 97, won the ticket.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, this is a good topic, really funny. But Heath Beach was awesome, man. I mean, you had the females taking their shirts off and the sheriffs were partying too. But anyway, I want to talk about the...
Wait, did you just say the sheriffs were partying too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, not drinking and stuff, but they'd be having a good time.
They were just the judges of the contest.
But anyways, I want to talk about the quarry in Gibraltar. I mean, this was 40 years ago. We used to get 10, 20 people and just go there and party. It was a beautiful quarry, crystal clear water. I couldn't imagine what it looks like now. But you had to park on a down street. You had to walk 15 minutes down a railroad track, 10 minutes through the woods and a trail. Then you'd come to the hole in the fence that said, no trespassing. You'll be prosecuted. So anyways, this day we're all there jumping in, having a good time, smoking weed, drinking. And someone said, here comes the cops. So about 15 to 20 of us jump in the water. We cling against the wall, you know, and we're trying to be quiet. And I remember everyone stoned and having a good time and laughing. And this one guy, we could hear the cops above. We could hear their CBs. And this one guy rips a fart for about 15 to 20 seconds long. And we all just start laughing and laughing and laughing. And the cop said, yeah, everybody up here now. And they questioned us for like 5 minutes, but they let us all go and told us not to come back. So the next day we ended up going back and doing the same thing. But it was awesome, man. That was a great quarry. That's all I had to say. Have a great day.
Where's Gator, dude? Was it, we're not leaving until we find out who farted? Or like, what was that? I didn't know what the story was like.
What the hell is going on? Inland lakes and rivers that are good for swimming.
These places make Fight Island sound safe.
Right. Not places where you might get a citation.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.